Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be lots of sunshine once the fog and clouds disappear. And then we're going to have a high of about 80 degrees for today. Kenosha at this hour, 66 degrees. 63 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee. It is 66 in Racine. Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is refusing to rule out Tony Romo for the opening game of the regular season, at least at this point. Despite reports, the Burlington product will be out 6 to 10 weeks with a broken bone in his back. Garrett will confirm that Romo is now in a back brace. He's a quarterback. He's currently in that brace because of the L1 compression fracture.
We've gotten a lot of different timetables for when he can return. We also know that he's played with a broken bone in his back before. So there's no reason for me to stand up here and put a timetable on this. I think a lot of other people outside of this building have suggested they know what the timetable is. That's not the world we live in. We live in the world day by day. Do what you can to get yourself better, and we'll update you as we go.
That is rookie Dak Prescott has been promoted, meanwhile, already by team owner Jerry Jones as the season-opening starter for the Cowboys. Garrett sticking to his public stance. Romo's situation will be day-to-day, just like every other player. The Brewers and their insurance company now being sued by a woman from New Jersey who got hit in the head by a foul ball during batting practice in August of 2014. Attorney Michael Sperling filing that suit on behalf of Dana Morelli said the Brewers did not put up enough protection for his client and other fans. Morelli hit just below the left eye by a foul ball off the bat of a San Francisco Giants player while taking her seat in the second row at Miller Park beyond the third baseline. She suffered several broken bones, nerve, and iris damage, and a concussion. City of Racine's Fire Department has been a regional hazardous materials response team for the state under a contract for about the past 25 years now, and for which both team members and leadership get a special stipend. That is state money that goes up just a little bit for those in the supervisory roles. Fire Chief Steve Hansen telling the Finance and Personnel Committee about a $100 increase for each of the six members of the Hazmat Oversight Committee, as well as a $500 boost for the chief on the Hazmat.
The stipends that were being proposed here are all being paid out of state Hazmat funds. There are no levy dollars involved in this at all. If the state decides, and we have no indication of this at this time, but if the state were to decide to end a contract with the city, these stipends would go away with that and would not be built into the budget process. It is completely separate from the fire department budget.
The chief noted that incentive pay also goes for the 42 team members for them to attend training sessions. Not part of this request, however. The Finance Committee's support for the additional hazmat stipends, again involving state money, expected to be approved by the full Common Council September 6th. Wisconsin State Patrol says that a 40-year-old Milwaukee woman, Nicole Satterville, got arrested over the weekend on her first operating while intoxicated offense. She was driving south on I-94 in Racine County near Highway C with a child under 16 in the vehicle. Car was initially stopped for excessive speeding, according to a news release. The trooper, though, reportedly smelled intoxicants from inside, so administered the standard field sobriety test. That's what placed Satterfield under arrest at that point. Her 9-year-old daughter taken to the child's father by a supervisor. At the hospital, Satterfield allegedly refused testing, which prompted a warrant, and then the final charges, which included no insurance or a valid license. Effective October 1st, there's going to be a new law in Wisconsin. It will not be legal for you to be driving and talking on a handheld electronic device if you're in a work zone. Inspector Tom Tweedy with the Wisconsin State Patrol says this new law is designed to try and reduce the risk of distracted driving. There's an exception, though, included with the new law. It allows drivers to make calls if there is an emergency situation.
The new state law taking effect October 1st prohibits talking on a handheld mobile device while driving in a roadway work zone. The only exception would be if a driver needs to report an emergency. It's already illegal for commercial motor vehicle drivers and people holding probationary licenses from talking on a handheld mobile device while driving.
Recommendation, just turn off the phone, focus your full attention on driving, especially effective October 1st in work zones. Amazon testing the workability of a 30-hour work week with the same benefits as full-time workers, but 75%, of course, of what 40-hour employees get paid. Amazon pointing out there are no plans for 30 hours a week company-wide. The goal to create a work environment that it says is tailored to a reduced schedule, still fostering success and career growth. The budget that gets adopted every November by the Racine Common Council, it's a plan from which to conduct city operations in the following year, a plan that's based on documented history, not set in stone, and which may also have to absorb unexpected and unwanted surprises. Not the case, at least thus far, according to the numbers for 6 months. City Finance Director Dave Brown telling the Finance Committee all the departments through June had expenditures of just over 48%.
One would imagine if operations are consistent throughout the year, you'd be 50% expended or 50% remaining. And as we go down the line, nearly every one of them is close to that 50% mark as how much they've used. The only ones that are over non-departmental, Public Works just by a touch. So from an expenditure point of view, we're doing very well. We really haven't even spent 50% as of the end of June.
Said revenues are seasonal, so they arrive at different times of the year. Property taxes at 100%. Intergovernmental revenue sharing 6.9% through June. State dollars not starting to arrive until July. Chairman of the Finance Committee, Alderman Q.A. Shakur, called that report very well laid out with good information. Racine's Redevelopment Authority has a meeting coming up at just after 5 o'clock this afternoon in room 307 at City Hall. The closed session is actually longer than the open portion based on the agenda. It includes a second amendment to the development deal on the RouteWorks project with Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell for the city's acquisition of the Promenade property while extending the existing agreement to December 15th. City would get reimbursement from the developer where applicable. Her career is her career. It causes her career. A Kenosha woman, she's ramping up a 3-year-old home-based fudge-making business because she calls it Sweet Impact Confections with a Conscience. Christy Wilson, she's donating $2 for every pound of fudge sold to organizations that fight human trafficking in the cocoa bean industry in Ghana and the Ivory Coast. She also buys her raw materials from farms in Central and South America and the Caribbean. Problem isn't as prevalent there. It's also an area where she says growing conditions make the use of pesticides and fertilizers unnecessary. On the human trafficking issue, Wilson says most chocolate companies have been kind of slow to eradicate the problem.
The chocolate companies have known and admitted to this publicly, internationally, in the year 2000. They all signed off on the Harkin-Engel Protocol, which was a promise by them that they would voluntarily eradicate child labor in their practices by the year 2008. They didn't make it, obviously. In fact, the problem in the Ivory Coast has gotten worse.
Fudge from the Sweet Impact Company, available at Kenosha's Harbor Market to a limited extent online at the company's website. Wilson, talking to our friends at Gateway Public Radio, says she's in the process of building a licensed commercial kitchen at her Columbus Park home to be able to increase the production to help her cause. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Hey, Tom.